This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. This year, we will start seeing the effect of an initiative passed 4 years ago. That's when California voters decided to take the job of drawing state legislative districts away from the legislature and give the power to an independent citizens group. The result may mean a major shift in the makeup of the state Senate and Assembly. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
So this really backs Republicans into the corner, or this is their last stand, I like to say.
San Jose State University political science professor Terry Christensen paints a grim picture ahead for Republicans in the California legislature. The reason is the state's new redistricting plan. The plan was drawn up by a Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission. It potentially gives the Democrats enough seats for a supermajority in one or both houses, leaving the Republicans out in the cold.
Because this is the real leverage they've got in the legislature right now, that they have at least a third, a little bit over a third. That's enough to block any tax increases. And, you know, in return for any marginal increase in revenues, they can ask for major concessions on public employee pensions, for example, or environmental regulations, or the things that are their top priorities.
An example of the impending shift is the small community of Boulder Creek. It sits among the towering redwoods of the Santa Cruz Mountains. Boulder Creek was moved into a Senate district that includes the cities of Santa Cruz and Monterey. It leans heavily Democratic, and it's dramatically increased the number of Democrats in the district. That was enough to convince the incumbent, moderate Republican Sam Blakesley, not to seek re-election.
We came to the conclusion after looking at the change of registration plus the fact that so many of the losses were in a geographic area where people sort of knew me best. We concluded that it would probably be out of reach and just needed to be realistic.
Blakesley's Republican colleagues are not so accepting. Republican Party Chairman Tom Del Vaccaro issued a press release blasting the plan. He described it as overrun by partisan interest and its outcome unfairly manipulated. The Republicans took the issue to the state Supreme Court but lost. They are now circulating a petition that would place an initiative on the November ballot to throw out the new Senate districts. Former Democratic Assemblyman Fred Keeley disagrees with the Republicans about the work of the commission.
They took a good serious look at through the lenses that they were supposed to use and came up with a redistricting plan, I think, that is fair. And in addition to being fair, it'll be reflective of the values of California.
Keeley was in the Assembly in 2001 when the legislature last redrew the lines. He says they were drawn with the specific goal of reelecting the incumbents, and this so-called incumbent protection plan worked.
When there was an enormous Democratic wave crashing over the United States in 2008, no seats changed hands in the California legislature. When there was a Republican wave crashing over the United States in 2010, there were no changes in this California legislature.
So what do the Republicans do in order to stay competitive? Professor Christensen says ultimately they have to grow the party.
Party registration in the state right now is 45% Democratic and 30% Republican. 45% to 30%. And the balance are independents or declined to states. Well, you can't be a really competitive party with 30%.
And growing the party is just what the Republicans are trying to do. The party is hosting a series of town meetings with Latinos, Asians, and young people, key groups that the party lacks in large numbers. Those town meetings will be held at the Republican Spring Convention this weekend in San Francisco. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.